Mayor and Council, thank you for having us. I wanted to give you a little overview of this contract that's on your agenda for approval tonight and kind of refresh your memory a little bit, because it has been a few months since you directed us to go out and solicit proposals for consultants for a Midtown area plan. So you might recall back about 7 months ago when we were bringing the conversation about detached shared housing kind of to a close and looking into what else we needed to do. We had identified the Midtown area as an area that really needs a vision, sort of like downtown did about 20 years ago when the city council at the time identified a need to come up with a small area plan for that area. So kind of just summarizing here what we've done since then, we released an RFP. We had 9 proposals back in July. We interviewed 4 teams. Out of those 4 teams, the committee comprised of P&Z commissioners and city staff selected 1 firm, Miller Boskus Lack, and negotiated a contract with them that is for your approval on the agenda tonight. They're out of Arkansas, and here you kind of see their team is made up of different experts, different fields. We have a market or a fiscal impact analysis component here, local development. They have a person or a part of their group that's specifically going to work on the public engagement part. Public engagement is going to be key to this project, just like really any master planning process. There's going to be a stress test and really an evaluation of our existing development codes. That is a big part of this proposal. And just kind of here to run you through some of the components of the plan, of what you can expect and what we're going to have at the end. Here's 6 things that we hope to get out of this plan. Remember that one of the driving factors here initially was the issue of detached shared housing, but it led to a conversation about how should the area around the former city golf course, this green space, how should that develop in the future? What is the highest and best use for this area? How can we really make this connection from University Drive to downtown Bryan? How can we make that the best that it can be? And this is really what this plan is trying to do. The consultants, as part of their work program, they have proposed to look at the area and come up with some, they call them experience districts. Really, this is an existing condition survey, but really trying to help identify, where are the areas that where are the neighborhoods that need preserving, where are the areas for opportunity and stability, and from that really kind of create this vision for this whole district. There's the market study, the market analysis, really looking at, opportunities how land uses should be arranged in the Midtown area district, and really the key here is this looking for catalytic opportunities. Is there certain small infill development? As you know, most of the land in the area is already developed. We're looking at infill development, we're looking at redevelopment opportunities, and how can we facilitate those in the most efficient way, making sure that what is developed is really what we need and not what we don't need. And so this is a big part of the plan right there. Really a new tool that we're looking at getting out of this plan are pattern books. This is really a cutting edge zoning technique that is really designed to specifically help facilitate infill development. We're looking at really parcelized. If you think about a comprehensive plan of more of a 30,000 foot look at the city and how land uses should be arranged, In this area plan, we're really drilling down to either the block or in some cases maybe even the parcel, and kind of look at how can we define a vision here for this block or parcel on how this should develop or redevelop. The consultants have agreed to provide 4 specific pre-approved sets of building plans that developers could choose that would be already approved, would save them the cost of having to go through designing their own projects, and as part of a regulating plan that the consultants will provide us with as to how and where these plans can be implemented. We can be basically just sort of like a dollar menu, but of course higher quality than that. But you could basically say, I'll take a number 3 with option B and you're good to go. That is the intent. This is very oversimplified And if you have more questions about that, I'd be happy to answer those. Code revisions. The consultants are going to take a real close look at our development codes, that is land and site development ordinance, zoning ordinance, our subdivision ordinance, and they're going to perform a stress test. You know, how are regulations holding up if, let's say, this type of development were to come in and that type of development? Are our current codes really delivering us the product that we want to see? I remember from previous discussions that we had with the council that there's really a desire to make, you know, our corridors more attractive and get some better looking development here. And this is going to be part of a big part of this, what we're getting out of this planning exercise. These updates could include new design guidelines like we have in, for example, historic districts, new development procedures, maybe simplified development procedures, and new zoning regulations, again, to look at, you know, making sure that we get the types of uses that we desire and want in this area. And last but not least, there's going to be an implementation strategy broken down by near, medium, and long-term steps as to how we can implement these recommended changes from this plan. A plan is not usually something that you just do and then you're done with it and you go on. This is going to be a work program for many years to come, and it's not going to be something that's going to be implemented overnight. You know, this includes not just you know, code update recommendations and whatever else might come out of there. It includes CIP program prioritizations. The city has already invested a lot of CIP funds in the South College corridor there. These are all considerations that the consultant team will take into consideration here. So really the overall idea is to make the Midtown area a new destination in Bryan, direct development to its highest and best use, encourage economic growth, and really create a sense of place and draw economic development to the Midtown area. A project timeline here, hopefully you will agree with the committee's recommendation and approve the contract tonight. From there, we will kick off things next month. We're looking at about 6 site visits from the consultant team. Probably the very next thing that you will see that on your agenda is going to be because we're looking to you to appoint a plan advisory committee made up of citizens in the area that will help guide and be the sounding board for the consultant as part of this process. I know you, Mayor, you previously were on the Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee. I know some of the other council members may have been too, but it would be a similar process that we're envisioning. There are some public outreach meetings as part of this contract that we can expect, and there's updates to the Planning and Zoning Commissions and the City Council as this contract continues through August of next year.